I can say with all pride and confidence, this is how I really sound. No sound sweetening or enrichment of any kind. I do sound this good. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. Our guest this hour is comedian Adam Carolla. Adam is coming off a movie that he produced, he wrote, he starred in. The guy can do it all. He's a funny guy, and it's always good to chat with Adam Carolla. And then this week's Entertainment Report with Christina, and she'll be leading off with that sad situation for Paul McCartney at the Grammys. Wow, he was hard-pressed to get into a Grammys party. He is a Beatle. The world is changing around us, folks. And then, do we really need to ... Some questions that are lingering right now about your everyday behavior. Do you really need to be doing some of these things that you are so obsessed with? Christina and I have the questions, and of course, we have the answers. We start things off this hour with things not going well for Adele at the Grammys. Did you hear how flat she sounded when she did her live performance? Now, Adele crashed upon the scene, what, 4 or 5 years ago? And then she disappeared for a few years, and now she's back. And every fourth song on the radio is an Adele song. Let me just say, proudly and without hesitation, I am sick of Adele. I've had enough. All of the songs sound exactly alike. Would it kill this woman to sing a happy song? Do you remember when she was driving around doing a late night car commuter karaoke, whatever they call it there? She was smiling. She was having a good time. Can we please see that in some of your songs? All right, we do not need to have the suicide hotline on alert whenever her song comes on the radio, and that's what's going on now. Anyway, so there she is, last Sunday night, proudly on CBS, singing. And all of a sudden, she was as flat as a pancake over at IHOP. And she sounded awful. Her mic cut off for a minute. Now, why should that throw you off? All right, they have an IFB. That's a little ear thingy that's playing the music and the sound back so they hear it, okay? So they're not distracted by the echo inside the Staples Center because, yeah, they're having this award ceremony in a basketball arena, which is kind of interesting in the first place. But anywho, the idea is, when you go out there and you sing, you're supposed to sound like you do in your recordings. And none of these singers do. If you think that's how these people sound, that they have these angelic voices and they're perfect, no, they are not. The most talented people in the music industry are sound engineers because they engineer the sound and they make it sound good. All of these singers, especially since the electronic age, really from the late 70s on, they've really taken liberties into making people more talented than they really, truly are. That's just the way it is, because if you just recorded somebody singing and you tried to sell it, no one would buy anything, and you wouldn't even want to listen to it on the radio, your smartphone, or anything. So Adele comes out and sounds like a regular person. She screams. She yells and she screams. She's the British version of Idina Menzel with the yelling and the screaming. But it's slower, it's more melodic because the songs are about everything sad about your life just going astray. So it can be dealt with a little easier. But that's how these people sing, folks. And who was the first to really understand this? Dick Clark. When he hosted American Bandstand well back in the day, these singers did not sing live. They lip-synced. Every single performer on American Bandstand lip-synced. And when you watch New Year's Rockin' Eve, when especially when Dick Clark was around and controlling things, and I used to go back to the Hollywood party that was recorded like 3 weeks before New Year's Eve anyway, all of it was lip-synced. Because people don't sound as good as they do in their recorded songs. That's life. And if you didn't understand that, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. Next week, we'll talk about the Tooth Fairy. Adam Carolla, he's next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Peggy had a meeting in town and she found a great parking place right on the street. Every 30 minutes, she excused herself to feed the parking meter. But after a couple of hours, there was a parking citation on her car and there was still time left on the meter. What do you think the ticket was for? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
30-minute meters are intended to keep traffic flowing. By feeding the meter, Peggy was causing unnecessary congestion. Even though time was still on the meter, the ticket was for exceeding the 30-minute time limit. The violation is called overtime, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
Yeah, Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an FD. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.